Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For the second time this week, a child has been struck and killed by a vehicle in Brooklyn. This time it happened in East New York. Our Drew Scott is there and has a live report.
Larry, a tragedy unfolding here in Brooklyn. A mother and her 10-year-old boy were crossing busy Pennsylvania Avenue at the cross street of Blake Avenue. They were on their way to the boy's elementary school, and they were both struck by a car that was making a turn. The boy and mother were rushed to Brookdale Hospital. We're told that the boy did not make it. The mother is in stable condition with injuries. The driver stopped, and now a full accident investigation team is here at the scene reconstructing that fatal crash. This is sadly, as you said, the second fatality of a child walking to school in Brooklyn in as many days, and it happened again here in East New York, Brooklyn. Drew Scott, 1010 Winds, live in East New York, Brooklyn.
A new case of coronavirus turns up in California. Correspondent Alex Stone says this case has raised more questions about how the virus spreads.
This case today comes only 2 days after the CDC said it was not a matter of if, but when coronavirus would begin spreading person to person in communities in the U.S. It appears that when may have arrived. The patient from Solano County in Northern California did not travel, was not around anybody known to have coronavirus. It appears highly likely they got it from somebody like you or I get the cold or flu while living our daily lives.
It took more than a week to get this patient tested. Doctors at the University of California, Davis, say they considered the diagnosis when the patient was first admitted last week on a ventilator. But university officials say the CDC would not authorize a test because the case did not fit its testing criteria. The CDC had no comment on that. The fire department and a hazmat team have responded to Ramapo High School in Spring Valley, where students fell ill this morning. Authorities say some were vomiting. They say it may have been pepper spray. One student and one adult are being treated. The building was evacuated as a precaution. The MTA, the NYPD, and the Police Foundation have come up with a plan to combat graffiti on subway trains. It's to be announced in the noon hour at the World Trade Center station. In recent weeks, entire cars have been found covered in paint. They must be taken out of service to be cleaned. There have been more than a dozen major incidents so far this year. Another 9/11 first responder is being laid to rest today. Dan Foley was a New York City firefighter. He died earlier this month of pancreatic cancer. He was 46. Foley served with Rescue 3 and Ladder 49 in the Bronx. He was cited 10 times for bravery. He survived by a wife and five children. His brother Tom was also a firefighter. He died on 9/11 at the World Trade Center. The city council is considering a bill that would allow homeless people who refuse to stay in a city shelter to continue to qualify for rental assistance vouchers and be eligible for permanent housing. Brooklyn Councilman Stephen Levin says if someone is unwilling to go to a shelter because they don't feel safe, they still should be able to bypass the shelter system and get case management services. A public hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. The Civilian Complaint Review Board has released a report that claims NYPD officers may be interfering with body cam videos. It says officers may signal other cops as a warning that body cams are active in an effort to obfuscate or facilitate police misconduct. The NYPD was ordered to use body cameras as part of a court ruling that found the police force was targeting minorities in stop and frisk. The NYPD dismissed the allegation, saying every officer is outfitted with a body cam and roughly 130,000 videos are generated each week. It said last November the NYPD and CCRB executed an agreement that fostered their shared goals of transparency and accountability and streamlined the sharing of video. In the Democratic presidential race, Joe Biden has been working to get out the vote. Here's correspondent Mary Bruce.
In South Carolina, with less than 48 hours to go, Joe Biden is promising a comeback as he fends off frontrunner Bernie Sanders.
I promise you this. If you send me out of South Carolina with a victory, there will be no stopping us.
Biden is counting on support from African-American voters to deliver his first win. The former vice president getting a boost from South Carolina's most powerful Democrat, Congressman Jim Clyburn.
New polls show Biden with 35% of the vote ahead of South Carolina's primary on Saturday, followed by Tom Steyer at 17% and Bernie Sanders at 13%. That's rocker and environmentalist Billy Idol. He'll join Mayor de Blasio today to talk about idling. This is a new campaign to crack down on vehicles idling in neighborhoods, polluting the atmosphere with fumes and noise. The campaign urges New Yorkers to report nuisance idling, and they will be rewarded with part of the fine. Idola tells 1010 Winds his involvement, or Idol, that is, tells 1010 Winds his involvement is personal.
You know, I lived here in New York when I was a child, when I was really young, and then I'd come back to, America and New York in the 80s and really ignited my solo career here. So, you know, I've got a lot out of living in New York, and I just like to be able to give back, really, and this is a way of doing it.
That's Billy Idol. We'll find out more details about the idling campaign later today. There's a new way to stay at the Jersey Shore, but it's a very limited offer. Lucy the Elephant has been listed on Airbnb. For three nights only, couples will be allowed to stay inside the Margate Monument. The price, $138 a night. That includes breakfast and dinner at some local restaurants. Lucy is six stories high and offers views of the ocean, of course. The living quarters have been decked out in Victorian decor, appropriate for the age in which Lucy was built, 1902.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase five quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.